Thanks to recent research suggesting it's not as unhealthy as people once thought, butter is back in vogue. Unfortunately, butter stocks are low, especially when compared to the last few years. Dairy economist Mary Keogh Ledman says higher exports are behind the drawdown.
A year ago, basically, the United States was about the only place in the world that had any excess butter fat. So over several months, butter exports went from 10 million pounds a month to jumping up to 20, 25, 27 million pounds a month.
With milk plentiful, spring is usually the time when the industry builds up its butter supply. Keogh Ledman says low inventory now will likely translate into higher prices later.
Those fall months like September, October, November, December months are really the key draw for consumer demand. And quite frankly, we're going to have higher prices than a year ago.
The dairy industry may know demand will pick up around the holidays, but that doesn't mean it will produce more butter. Brian Gould is an agricultural economist at UW Extension and a professor in the Department of Agriculture and Applied Economics at UW-Madison.
There could be a reallocation of milk away from the production of other dairy products to butter to increase the stocks, but that would mean that there'd be less supply of those other products, and they in turn could go up as well.
Gould says higher butter prices are part of a trend seen elsewhere in agriculture. He notes that consumers are also paying more for pork and beef at the supermarket. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio News.